Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. officials say President Barack Obama will announce Monday that he is sending as many as 250 U.S. troops to Syria to help fight Islamic State militants. He is expected to make the announcement in Germany. The extra U.S. forces will include medical and intelligence personnel. Defense Secretary Ash Carter recently announced the deployment of a similar number of additional U.S. troops to Iraq. President Obama says the United States and the European Union must move forward on a free trade agreement despite opposition to the idea. Mr. Obama spoke during a joint news conference with German Chancellor Angela Merkel in Hanover, Germany.
Recent surveys in the United States, for example, showed that actually the majority of people still favor trade. They still recognize on balance that it's a good idea.
Opponents have been critical of what they perceive as negotiations carried out away from public scrutiny, and they fear the pact will hand too much power to big multinational companies at the expense of consumers and workers. The United Nations Security Council is condemning North Korea for its submarine launch of ballistic missile test on Saturday. In a statement issued Sunday, the council said it was another serious violation of existing UN resolutions. The statement also warned that the Security Council will take further significant measures against North Korea. Preliminary results show the candidate of Austria's Anti-Immigration Freedom Party winning the first-round presidential election, garnering more than 35% of the vote. The lead by Norbert Hofer is widely seen as reflecting voter alarm over Europe's migrant influx. This is VOA News. Preliminary vote tallies in Serbia show the coalition of pro-European Union parties led by Prime Minister Aleksandar Vučić sweeping to a landslide victory in Sunday's general elections. Monitors report Vučić's Progressive Party has nearly 53% of the vote, and the Socialists, who have been in the coalition for 4 years, have an additional 13%. The pro-Russian Radical Party was running a distant third with only 7%. Voter turnout was put at 53%. Egyptian protesters who mounted anti-government demonstrations on April 15th to express anger with a presidential decision to give two Red Sea islands to Saudi Arabia as gifts have vowed to stage mass sit-ins Monday to mark a patriotic holiday, Sinai Liberation Day. A group of lawyers says Egyptian authorities have arrested dozens of activists ahead of the planned protest. A Dutch journalist arrested by Turkish police early Sunday at her home in Turkey after she made a negative statement about President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Twitter. Ebru Umar, a well-known columnist for the Dutch Metro newspaper, tweeted that police were at her front door and that they were taking her to a police station for questioning. A Dutch foreign ministry spokesman confirmed that Umar had been detained but gave no details. An electoral commission says 98% of voters in Sudan's Darfur region have voted against uniting the region's five separate states into one. A Darfur election official said Saturday 3.2 million of Darfur's 3.5 million voters cast ballots in the election. Papa Wemba, a musician known around the world as the King of Congolese Rumba, died early Sunday. He collapsed on stage in Ivory Coast. He was 66. A year-long independent investigation into the disappearance of 43 students in Mexico has failed to determine what happened to them. The outcome comes in the face of what researchers call obstructions by government authorities. A five-member panel appointed by the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights issued its final report Sunday. According to the government, local police detained the students after they hijacked buses to attend a protest. They then turned the men over to a drug gang that burned their bodies in a nearby garage, a garbage dump. Thousands of Nepalis marked the one-year anniversary Sunday of a powerful earthquake. That quake in Nepal cost 9,000 people their lives. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.